Hi, is this Michael Morris?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
It's okay. Hi, this is Natalia. I'm just returning the call.
Ooh.
Okay. All right. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Let's go ahead and continue with the intake. And then once again, this is a recorded line for quality assurance purposes. And we are on the Roundup lawsuit intake. Okay, give me one second. Let me go back to the page here. Okay. Were you able to find the name of the doctor?
No, ma'am. I was waiting for your call.
Okay. No problem. That's fine. Okay. So let me review here. Okay. So you used Roundup from 2006 to 2019 for about 12 years. And how many times a month would you say that you used it?
About two or three.
Two or three times a month, okay.
Mm-hmm.
And was it every single month or was it seasonally?
No, it was all the time.
All the time, okay. So let's see, three times a month times 12 months, that's about 36 times in the year. And then for 12 years, okay. So would it be accurate to put that in those 12 years you were exposed about 432 times?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So every month. Okay, and did you ever use any protective equipment, any gloves or masks or anything like that?
I wore a long sleeve shirt and I did wear gloves for the sun.
Okay, long sleeve shirt and gloves. And what place did you normally buy, or what stores did you normally buy the Roundup?
Tractor Supply, the Walmart, Hardware, Ace Hardware store.
Walmart, Ace Hardware, okay.
Mm-hmm.
And do you happen to have any receipts or any leftover bottles of the product?
I have a leftover bottle.
Leftover bottles. Okay. Yeah, just put them aside in case the attorneys want pictures of them or anything so you can provide them later. All right. And now I'm going to ask you a few questions in regards to any illnesses that you might have had in the past. Just let me know if it applies or if it does not.
Okay.
Have you ever had HIV or AIDS or any autoimmune disease?
No.
Okay. What about hepatitis B or C?
No.
Any Epstein-Barr, rheumatoid arthritis, or lupus?
No.
Okay. Any organ transplants?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Any diabetes?
No.
Okay. Any cancer requiring chemotherapy besides the non-Hodgkin?
No.
Okay. Any family cancer history?
No.
No. Okay. All right, and then just to verify, we are speaking about the non-Hodgkin's diffuse large B-cell. Okay, and then,
yeah.
Uh-huh. And then
yeah.
I have your full name here as Michael Morris. Is there a middle initial?
A as in Adam.
A as in Adam, okay. And can you verify your gender for me?
Male.
Okay, and are you married?
No, ma'am.
No. Okay. And then your date of birth, I have 11/21/1972.
Yes.
Okay. And how did you first learn about the Roundup lawsuit, that the Roundup might be connected to your injuries?
Internet.
In the internet? Okay. And when was that? Was that this year?
Really over the last several years.
Last several years? Okay. So if you had to put a year or a date, what would you say?
Last month.
Last month, okay.
Yeah. Around the 20th or something like that.
Around the 20th, okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right, and then I have your phone number.
That's when I really started looking into it.
I'm sorry, can you repeat that?
That's when I really started looking into it. I was like, maybe it was thought about, but I doubt it. No.
Right, yeah, when it starts popping up, it makes you, question it. Yeah.
Right.
I understand. Okay. And then what is a good email for you?
Mike.
Uh-huh.
The letter N is in Nancy. And then Emily, E-M-I-L-Y,
uh-huh.
Morris, @ gmail. Uh-huh.
@gmail.com. Okay. So Mike, and then the letter N as in Nancy, EmilyMorris @gmail.com.
Right.
Okay. Is Emily your wife or your daughter?
Daughter.
Daughter. Nice. All right. And then I have your phone number here. And then that's your cell phone. All right. And then were you the one directly spraying Roundup, or were you around somebody else that used it?
I was the one directly.
You were the one using it? Okay. So it was a direct exposure. And do you live near a water well at all, or do you get your water from a well?
No.
No. Okay. And have you ever been exposed to benzene, Agent Orange, or any other herbicides?
Benzene.
Benzene. Okay. All right. And then...
Hydrothorazine and all of...
Uh-huh.
All them zines. Yes, ma'am. That was work-related, though.
Work-related. Okay, for all the benzene and all the zines. Got it.
Yes,
okay. So I'll make a note here. And then what was the Roundup that you used? Was it a concentrate or a premix?
Both.
A little bit of both? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And have you ever smoked?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes. Okay. Approximately how many years?
36.
36, okay. And have you ever been in the military?
No, ma'am.
No, okay. And have you ever filed for a disability or workers' compensation claim?
I'm in process of disability right now.
Okay. In the process.
And that is very difficult, by the way.
Yeah. And have you ever been involved in any other lawsuits?
I want to think one, but I can't remember what it was. It was a long time ago.
Mm-hmm. Long time ago. Okay. Can you please?
It was my employer injury.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Yeah.
Employment injury. Do you remember approximately what year?
2014.
In 2014, okay. And have you ever filed for bankruptcy?
No.
Okay, and have you ever been convicted of a crime?
Yes.
Yes, okay. Can you explain a little bit about it?
December 18th, 1998, POCS.
Okay. December... 18, you said?
Yeah, December 18th of 1998.
Okay. All right. And then you said you do have medical records that would show the diagnosis and your treatments?
Yes.
Yes, okay. And then just to verify one more time, I have the Cancer Center at St. Joseph's Health in Bryan, Texas?
Yes.
Okay. And let's see here... And then the last time that you received treatment, it was around May of 2021?
Right.
Okay. And then what kind of treatment did you receive? Can you describe it?
Well, I received 6 different bags of chemical, whatever they may have been. They're in my record.
Mm-hmm. Was it chemotherapy, immunotherapy?
Yes.
Okay. Any stem cell transplants?
No.
No, okay. Any surgeries?
Yes.
Yes, okay. Any radiation?
No.
No, okay. All right, and then the last thing I need is just an emergency contact in case something happens to you and then you become unresponsive. This just prevents any disruptions in your case if we can't reach you for an extended period of time. So for the emergency contact, you can provide somebody that lives with you or somebody that lives separate. So who would you like?
My daughter Emily.
Your daughter Emily? Okay. Does she live with you or live separate?
She lives with me at the moment.
Okay. And what is her last name? Oh, I'm sorry.
Morris.
It's your daughter,
Yeah.
Morris. Yeah. Emily Morris. Okay. And then what is her phone number?
Darn smartphone. It ruined your memory. It's 254-316-0337.
254-316-0337.
Yes.
Okay. All right, perfect. So that concludes the questions for the intake form. Let me just review it really quick. I'll make sure everything's spelled correctly. And then the next thing I'll do is I'll send you the electronic document to sign through email or text message. It's going to be a quick DocuSign, just a few initials, a few signatures. But let me put you on hold for just about 30 seconds while I verify everything.
Go around it. Let's start putting two and two together and ask about it, you know. It very well could be, you know. And then, of course, you know, all the benzene and stuff that messes on the walls while I was working on the boat, you know. Just, it could have been true, they said, you know. Well, no, we'll see what happens here. DocuSign, sign online. That last lawsuit I went through, I broke my arm and they didn't want to take me to the hospital. Yeah. It took about 2.5 years to make final on that. That was a hard one.
All right, Michael, can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. I have one last question here that I forgot. Are you currently employed?
No, ma'am. Self-employed.
Self-employed. Okay. Have you lost any time from work from any surgeries or treatment related to the condition?
When I was going through everything.
Uh-huh. Okay. Can you provide the dates that you were unable to work?
Let's see, it was December, when I was told I had it to the surgery in late January. So December of the, was when it?
Of 2019, uh-huh.
Yeah, till about September of the fall of the same year, or the next year.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Of 2021?
Yeah.
Yep. Okay. All right. So I'll write that down.
The height of COVID, that was 2021, right? Yeah.
Oh, that's right. Yep. I see. Okay. Oh, okay. So let's see. So you were diagnosed in 2019. COVID was 2020. So were you out of work for 2 years? So 2020 and 2021, or just until the end of 2020?
Ooh, wow, that's right. I might be way off on my dates. 2017, I believe, is when I was diagnosed. Because I had already been done with chemo and everything before that silly sickness came out.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, it does your brain.
Yeah, it's kind of hard to remember. I know there's a lot that's been going on.
You run into that with people that had cancer? They have memory loss like that?
Yeah, actually, a lot of people, yeah, they've mentioned, you know, after all the chemotherapy, it does a lot on your body. And, yeah, I'm so sorry you had to go through that.
Yeah.
I know it's hard.
Well, I'm still alive, but, you know.
That's good. Yeah, that's what matters. Yeah.
But, yeah, so
let me verify here. Were you diagnosed in 2019 or 2017? I heard you.
It might have been 17, but if you guys find all that out through medical, or whatever, that That won't be too of a pain to change, would it?
I don't think so, but
Or I'd probably have to read DocuSign or some shit. Oops, you
yeah, you haven't signed yet, so it's okay. So let
Right.
me just verify. So
Wait, okay.
were you going through through the treatment through COVID, or was it years before?
Through COVID, yes, I was.
Through
Because
COVID,
it made
okay.
me wear a mask.
Okay, so
Beginning of COVID.
beginning of COVID, that's
That's
right.
right.
Okay, so
It was started
2019
making me
was the year before.
wear a mask. Okay, there we go.
Okay, perfect. So 2019,
So
so
I'm
you were out of work for over a year or just 1 year?
just 1 year.
Just 1 year. Okay, so it was December 2019 through September of 2020. So let me just change that here. Okay, so that's it. And that's it. That's all the questions. You can put me on speaker if you haven't already. I'll send you the DocuSign right now.
Okay.
Okay, it's going to go to your email and then also to a text message. You'll see it'll say either Natalia wants to send you a DocuSign or it'll come from MassTorch Strategies. So let me just make sure everything's spelled correctly on the document. And then I'll stay on the line with you in case you have any questions or you need help navigating the page. While you do that, I'll.
I'm sorry, it actually showed up as a text message.
Oh, it did. Okay, perfect. While you do that, I'll send you another text with the phone number and the name of the law firm so you can save that in your contacts as well.
Okay. Done signing.
Done signing. Okay. All right. I just got the notification. It looks like everything is done. Michael, that is it for today for this call. Again, my name is Natalia. I'm your intake specialist. The next thing that will happen is give the attorneys about 5 to 10 days to review the documents and the intake information. They'll give you a call back to do a case verification and they'll let you know what to expect next. Okay. All right. Thank you, sir. If you have any questions or any concerns, you can text me or call me back, okay?
You were going to give me information on the law firm?
The law firm, yes. I just sent over that text.
Oh, okay. I'm
See.
sorry.
Yes, so it's
I
going to be it'll be
forgot.
Pulaski. So I put the
Yeah.
name and the number there. Please save that so that you know what number they're calling from.
We'll ask you. Okay.
All right.
Thank you
Thank you,
so
sir.
much.
Of course, you have a great day.
You too.
All right. Bye-bye.